Town Rule Committee meetings for July 5th, 2011, come to order. Please turn off our silence electronic devices. Ms. Joanne, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge to the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember O'Leary.
Here.
Councilmember Boothroyd.
Here.
Councilmember Ayer.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Present.
President Costa.
Here.
Here. Minutes for the regular meeting of June 13th are in your package. If there's any corrections, they'll be on the agenda. You can either make them now or later. Next item is on the under Public Works, discuss its contract with architects for police and fire station. Council members have their own copy of the contract. It is a, it's a contract that we talked about when we were doing budget season, but this is the actual contract itself. Tom has read it, he has no problem with it. We read it, we called the architect. He made a couple of changes before Tom read it. And I really don't have any problem with it. It's all boilerplate stuff and it has a... No, he didn't make any changes after you read it.
After I read it, Wayne showed you.
Whatever, okay, I don't, you okay with it?
Yes.
All right, okay. Anyway, I'll put it on the agenda for the approval for me to sign the contract, but the fee schedule in there is exactly what we talked about, so I don't have any problem with it. Wayne's read it, he doesn't have any problem. Our attorney has read both versions and doesn't have any problem. So if any of you have any questions or comments or any questions, by the way, this is committee meeting, it's open discussion. I mean, it's not official, we don't vote at this meeting. Anybody have any questions or comments? Anybody? Okay. Next, planning and zoning, progress report, Brady Reshore property at 3658 Live Oak Drive. Either Jim or Brady, it doesn't matter. Brady, you got some pictures out here?
Yes, I gave, I emailed some pictures to Debbie.
Oh, okay, she's got them in the computer, all right. For those of you unaware, Brady got a building permit, and when the building permit ran out after a year and a half, he applied for another one, he was turned down. He came to the Board of Adjustments, the Board of Adjustments extended it for 6 months with the condition that they would come to the July meeting and give a status report on where it's at. Done in March, so you got April, May, June. It's basically 3 out of 6 months to go. Okay, go ahead, Brady.
Well, a lot has happened since we were here last time. Didn't have a roof on, we didn't have shingles on the roof. It was a mess of tarps and billboards and it was a mess. I've since, I hired a contractor to come in and finish all the eaves and the soffit work. We took a lot of the OSB roof decking off of the roof that had to be replaced because it was water damaged. And then I had another contractor come in and put the shingles on the roof, and I'm really, really pleased with that. It came out really well. I've replaced all of the house wrap on all sides except the back. The back was still in good condition. But there is a new house wrap. The windows are in. The windows are complete. All the doors are in. The doors are complete. All the windows have been flashed. I've been working on doing all that myself. Like I said, the house wrap has been replaced. Had to do a lot. There's the old Tyvek, the old house wrap. As you can see, the contractor even put it on straight. Did some window rearrangement and a lot of problems getting some of the windows, dealing with the company that my contractor had gotten the windows from. I just had a real hard time, but by hook or by crook, I finally got all the windows and they're in, they're complete, and I'm real pleased with that. That's part of the foundation in the back. I'm not sure what code requires, but I know that 18 inches into undisturbed ground is what I want. And the entire house, I supervised if I didn't dig some of them myself. And so I know the entire house was done right. However, there was one pier that needed to be placed where the back porch was going to go. And that's it there laying on its side. And And that's the kind of shoddy work that they did. They didn't even dig in the ground. It looks like they took a bag of mortar mix and dumped it on the ground and wet it and put cinder blocks on top of it. So I knocked that out, as you can see, all the cribbing in the background. Jacked the house up. And Debbie, if you can go to the next picture, I got it. There's the new pier right there. The one on the left is the one that I did. And that one's 18 inches in the ground. Got the strap through the block. The strap is down into the ground, 18 inches in the ground. The cement's poured around it. And I'm an amateur, and I don't know. That one looks like it came out left better than the one on the right, which is the one that they did. So that's done. And the next picture, Debbie, I've got that there. I framed up the back porch, and the deck boards are on the porch. I took them all off because they're being painted right now. But framed it all up, got it all ready. As you can see, the back doors are in on the back porch. All the windows are in. And looking pretty good. I have been working on getting some, I don't know what you call it, some 1x4 strip, putting that on the eaves and soffits, getting ready for the vinyl siding. Right now, I'm getting quotes from lumber yards on getting the hardy plank siding. Got one out of five that have come in. They should all be trickling in this week sometimes. And once I figure out which one I'm going to get it from, I'll order the materials. And I think probably by the end of next week, I should have the materials ordered. And the materials shouldn't take but 2 or 3 days to come in. I've got a contractor to put the siding on, Keith Hughes here from Brewley. We haven't signed the contract, but we have a verbal commitment that he'll do it. And when the time comes, which should be more than 2 to 3 weeks at the most, we'll go ahead and sign a contract to have the siding put on the house. And that's where I'm at right now.
Any questions or comments? I can say, as a personal observer, I hear the rat-a-tat-tat of the nail guns going over there, so that's a good sign. And my granddaughter wanted to go walking, so I walked in that direction Saturday, I guess. Anyway, it's looking good, just like you said. So keep on keeping on, I guess.
Yeah, I removed all the old ugly scaffold that I had erected to get way up there, too, so don't worry about falling off of that anymore.
That's a good thing, too.
And another bit of good news is my contractor pled guilty. The charges.
Really?
The original.
He's been sentenced to 5 years, Department of Corrections, suspended based on making restitution to Sorrento Lumber Company in the amount of $18,749.06. That doesn't get my money back. That at least pays that.
That they had on you is going to go away when he pays.
When he pays that, yes. And if he doesn't pay it, then he'll go to jail, and I'll have to pay it.
Wow.
So that was one good thing.
I did want to say, for record, Brayden contacted me a couple of weeks back, and I didn't get to meet with him there, but I did go by after he called me to let me know the progress he was making, and I saw it with my own eyes, and a lot of work, a lot of work.
Brady, I think you deserve a lot of credit, son.
It's been tough. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a challenge. It has been a challenge, you know, to go from losing your home to a natural disaster, to being defrauded by a contractor, to falling off of a roof and breaking my ankle and spending 3 months recovering. It's been tough, but what they say doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So.
And Mr. Jim, too.
Right? Pretty damn strong, yeah. Thanks to Jim. Jim's been a big help. He's been out there climbing ladders and using, that's his nail gun that you hear up there.
Oh, yeah. What?
Just to answer his question, he was asking about the elevation. The ordinance requires that new construction or substantial improvement of any residential structure shall have the lowest floor elevated to or above the base flood elevation.
So, don't worry about it.
Looks
all
that.
All right. We got levees.
That's it.
Thank you. Does the board wish to have another update, or because I can tell you it's it's going fine. I'll let you know if it falls apart, but I don't think so. I wouldn't recommend it.
Once a week, sir.
Once a week.
Come right by, Shane, I'll be glad to give you.
I mean, I ride by about once a week. I just ride every street about once a week.
Wait, hunting season is closed, you're not going to be there that much.
Hunting season never stops.
Okay.
If anybody wants to come by, stop by.
That's fine.
Bring your hammer and your nail back.
Any other day with that day, I'll visit it. All right.
Thank you.
We gave him six.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray. We're really happy for you. Glad it worked out.
Good.
So far, so good.
Oh, it's going good.
Turn it going fine.
All right. Thank you. And I know y'all going to enjoy the rest of the meeting, so I'm sure y'all going to stay. Under planning and zoning, they had a meeting on the 22nd of June, and there's an application for variance from Scott and Diet Hunt. She's building out way at the end of Live Oak, past where Brady's at. And for her lot, for Scott's lot, and the two next to it, there's a drainage servitude. Now, the drainage servitude goes nowhere. There's no ditch. And the next lot over doesn't have his next lot. So just to be technically correct, she asked for a variance, and the planning commission looked at it and recommended unanimously in favor of it. I don't see a thing wrong with it. But anyway, so that will be on the agenda for approval. Any questions or comments from anyone? Pretty simple. There's a little sketch in here, which is, may or may not be helpful. Okay, next on the agenda is three derelict buildings, top three derelict buildings. Actually, I have four. The top one is the Keith property, and maybe Tom, where are we at on the sheriff's sale of that? I don't put you on the spot, but I haven't got that here.
The process of drafting it and figuring out what we have to do, because one of the owners is a succession, so we're going to have to get an attorney appointed to represent that.
So we're going to be here a long time. Attorney appointed, and then they got to go and do that stuff what the judge says and all that. It's like, just like Ms.
They tell you soon, it's not a snap.
Just like Ms. Martin and Ms. Beals had to go through, similar?
Similar, not, it won't take that long.
That's a good thing.
It will take a while.
All right. 234 St. Luke, it's a guy named Powell. He is not making progress. So I'm going to have to go to the next step with him. 521 Gwynn Street, they actually are working on it. It still looks very bad, but it's still being worked on. So I'm willing to give them a little bit more time. I can't really say how much they're working on it. It appears to me they're working on weekends, but not during the week. So apparently the guy has a job. And he did tell me he was working on it. He was going to be working on it the last time I checked, and he actually did. But I'm just going to keep an eye on that one. And 1138 West Main, the owners of the property promised me they'd get back with me in 2 weeks, and that was about 4 weeks ago. And that was about the fourth time that they said they were going to. They have a family dispute going, so I think the best way to flush that out is just go ahead and send them a letter. Now, this would be for the derelict building part of it, the same piece of property. Jamie's probably going to talk about it in a little while as far as tall grass and stuff, so the whole place is pretty much up.
You haven't had that one inspected yet?
No, because there was the family was in discussions on whether they were going to tear the house down themselves or fix it, but they need a little encouragement. Okay, the two that are in progress are still Ms. Martin and Ms. Beals. I have to call them because the legal part's cleared, but they have a dispute with the next door neighbor now. It's a legal thing, but it shouldn't stop them fixing the house up. And the last one is Brady, who has just given us a report. So all of those are the ones that have discussed. So any questions on any of them or comments from any of them? With me. Okay, next item on the agenda is LCDBG block grant update. If you remember, we endeavored to get LCDBG block grant money for instances where we have a derelict building, there's people living in it, but they have no means whatsoever to do anything about it. In other words, you could write them a letter and say, you know, get out or else, and their only choice is or else. Primarily, very, very low income, very elderly people. You just can't run them out on the street. So I have been hesitant to write them letters and stuff like that. So the thought was, well, there was money out there for that. So Wayne signed up for on the advice of our consultant who's helping us, signed up for the grant workshop. The lady walks in the door and says, the legislature took all the money away for fixing up houses, so it doesn't exist this year, so there's no use you even stay for the meeting. So he left going for all day, he was back by like 9:30, 10 o'clock. So that string turned out to be nothing attached to it. So we're gonna have to, just gonna have to reconsider what we're gonna do with those houses, because some of them are really deplorable. They're not only eyesores, but they've got to be very unhealthy and unsanitary. And I'm just, you know, there's not a lot of them, but we're just gonna have to take a look at what we can do about that. But that's for me to take care of, so.
Can we make contact with Habitat?
There's a lot of things that we could do. You know, there's faith-based groups that might wanna do something, but it's just gonna, we just thought this would be the best route. We really didn't have a backup plan, because we were led to believe that this did work, you know. They had examples of it working, but we'll have to go back to the drawing board. Any comments or questions on that? Okay, I have an item here. The construction drawings for River Mill Reserve were submitted to the town. Roy looked them over, he was okay with them. Wayne and I looked them over. We had like 5 questions that we needed answered. Today I got an email from Jim Tatum's office. They satisfactorily answered all 5 of those questions. So next Monday, I will be recommending those construction drawings for approval. Anybody would like to look at them, any board member or council member would like to look at them, they're certainly available. They're not very complicated. They're building 10 units, and they're putting just the utilities and that stuff in necessary for just that. So it's not on the agenda tonight, but bring that up under planning and zoning. And that's all I have. Rose, is there anything else? Okay. Finance committee, review the June bills. They're in the package. Any questions or comments? Thank you. Thanks for coming. You know, when the ex-mayor leaves your meeting, you know you got a bill. Goodness. Yeah, I've been there. Anybody? No questions or comments? Okay. No problem. Yeah, but it does. I thought that I never knew. All right. Discuss changes in police retirement. Debbie's going to give you the exact numbers, but we got a letter before budget season that says this is what your percentage is going to be. And we got a letter since we approved our budget, that says this is what your percentage is going to be. So Debbie, why don't you say what they are?
Okay, before we did our budget, we did receive a letter every year stating how much retirement will be for police. They did in the letter say it's going to be 28%. So of course, that's what we budgeted. So now we received a letter last week on the week before, and now it's down to the employer portion was 25%, and now it's down to, up to 26.5%. And the employee portion has also changed. It was 7.5% and will now be 10%. So we're in with the budget. We're actually lower because we did budget for the employee portion of 28%.
So it's good for our budget, but it's bad for employees. For the, you know, they can put up 3% more, and so, but that they. Yeah, but anyway, that's a Yeah, but I see no need right now to change the budget. I mean, we actually budgeted more than what was actually required to.
So Debbie, what is the employee rate? It was 7.5, and it's going to 10?
10, yeah.
We had 2.5, and the town's portion dropped 3.5%. So they still came up to the redundancy.
Yeah. It seems like it's a, well, it is a moving target, so. Anything else finance that I'm not aware of? A personnel committee, nothing. Recreation, I'm not aware of anything. Police committee, top three nuisances. Jamie?
Yeah, the first 11, this probably is confusing. It's on the assessor's website. The one the mayor refers to is 1138, I think, which is on the house.
Yeah, I should have changed that.
Both properties are referred to as 1146 on the assessor's website with different homes. So that's why I got it.
What did you and I decide the other day? What was the real one? 1146 or 1138?
Well.
I forgot what we decided.
One had numbers on it.
And that one didn't.
Hey, what's the?
It's 1146 West Main.
Just keep going.
The first one, which the mayor referred to as 1138, so slash 1146, is the grass and everything, all going kind of open. When they took care of the house portion, they would take care of the rest, but as he said, it doesn't look like they're going to move too quick on it, so I guess I'll send a letter to them.
Yeah, we just need to. They got internal problems.
That's why it's still up there. It was just in great hope that they would resolve it. Okay, now the other 1146, which is Miss Precious's old residence. I spoke with Tom last week about, because it's still on the assessor's website as she still owns it. Not details, not that it showed any kind of heirs or anything. Shows her still.
Just remember, assessor's website is not ownership.
Right, right. Well, it's for who receives the tax.
Yeah.
And in our ordinance, that's what we go by. That's what we go by. So Tom suggested I send a letter out like we normally do and possibly post a copy on the door and just let it come back and then we can cover it in our ordinance and we can remove the vehicle. So the letter's out probably 3 to 4 weeks before we get it back and then we'll be able to remedy that one car there. 1527. I had a verbal conversation with Mr. Joel Tingle. That's some of his tenants there. The vehicle registered to someone out of West Lego, Louisiana. And hopefully he can get it resolved, so I have to try to find him.
That's on the old Prairie property?
Yes, ma'am. 1029 West Main. As of today, that one was removed by the owner, so we didn't have to do anything for it. 506 West Main was just
West to East.
I'm sorry, East. Was junk in the yard and passed by today and they rearranged everything, made a little pile by the roof.
They go a house on the corner?
Yes, ma'am. So
keep a copy of that letter, but leave the date blank because about a year from now you have to send it. It takes them a year to build up and then come back in. Yeah. It's about the fourth time.
It's not a big pile.
No, I mean, it's just the way it is over there.
They organize everything.
They don't junk it all at one time. It takes a little while to build up a few batteries and a few tires.
They did take the flag down.
Yeah.
I didn't notice the flag part.
I wrote about it yesterday. I didn't see it.
I was looking at the pile by the road and stuff, but I'm satisfied with
what they didn't dispose of.
What they've done, so I'm going to clear it. 823 Gwynn Street, I had one vehicle there, and as of today, it was removed.
Is that the one that I told you also had the pit bull on a chain in the yard?
Yes, ma'am. So we looked into that porch of it, too, because I think they moved to and from there. So. And then 526 Gwynn Street, we had two cars over there. Spoke with Miss Lou Crockett today, who lives there. They got rid of one over the weekend. The second one, she had somebody who was coming to work on it Sunday, she said. I told her I was going to make a note and touch bases with her again in 30 days to give them time to make sure it's done. So, wasn't a bad round this time. Got a lot. Oh, well, let me go down to 2100 Ward. that one was towed today, actually. They called, they want to call back, they're gonna go pay the record bill. After they come sign an agreement that it will not be brought back into the town road unless it's brought up to standards by our ordinance.
Somebody made a grievous error here. It's spelled Vaughn.
I know.
That was me.
There's gotta be an ordinance against that. You can't do that again. All right.
Oh, that one's been on there, that's been messed up. But all in all, it wasn't too bad, but I mean, we didn't have to put out any money and soon get it back and all that good stuff.
That's good. Any questions or comments for the chief?
Can I ask a question, Jamie? That house on Live Oak Drive that Sinclair used to own, who owns that? Is it Dean Hotard?
Dean Hotard, yes.
Mr. Dean.
These people moved out, things look like it's kinda the last.
Oh, did they move out? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they moved out.
Stacy was in here last week, latter part of the week, and they're in the house cleaning it up, and she said she was gonna get somebody to mow the grass and all of it. She asked me specifically about the junk in the front, I told her, well, they pick it up once a month, town's not gonna pick it up, so. But I know they have intentions of cutting the grass. The gate was open today, and I was noticing myself, the grass is terrible in the backyard. It's not that bad in the front yard, the backyard is horrible. They must have never cut it back there, but anyway, she's intended to fix it up.
Where'd your friends move to?
I don't know. But I'm still mad at Jim and Helen Thibodeau.
Why?
Well, they invited me to the going away party.
Oh.
Well, they didn't. What are you laughing about? I hurt my feelings. I wasn't invited to the going away party.
They would have welcomed you.
I know they were. Having one. You shaking your head back. You'll never sell a truck in Bruley if you shake your head like that when I'm talking.
It's sub-district two.
Sub-district two. That's right, we're no longer in the district. All right, anybody else?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
The other day, you had to leave the meeting for a funeral, but we discussed, I asked that Jamie, what's the possibility when we have, we got two, three more cars we talked about.
We got more, but those on the top.
So, and it's in the early stages, but I think a lot of this is, I still think that people believe, they don't understand what the ordinance says. So I asked Jamie, I said, what's the possibility of us putting a sign on the car stating that this is in violation of ordinance and so and so. Nice one that the public could see. And so Jamie said that we'd have to discuss this with.
That's not authorized by the ordinance.
Well, can we change the ordinance?
Yeah, you can.
That's what I'm.
Yeah, I mean, I would just.
All I gotta do is get three votes.
I would just caution you about public humiliation. You may.
Well, okay, let me correct. It's not meant to be public. It's meant to be that they're in violation of an ordinance.
Okay, well, I mean, we can talk about it, whatever you want to do. I don't know what a sign that is visible to the public means.
Yeah, you remember the, you still see them in batteries sometimes?
The insurance.
The bright green insurance.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean a sticker on the.
A sticker, yeah, okay.
Yeah, not a.
What you think about four by?
This is joke.
That's a sticker on that car that's in violation of the ordinance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do we have to pass an ordinance for this?
I don't know, I'll take a look at it.
I want to check.
Yeah, I think that's okay. That's all part of his.
I'll check.
I'm not gonna put it on the car.
Never ask the lawyer a question.
Oh, that's all.
He'll ask you. He'll say, he'll go read up.
The problem is, he may need to get a warrant to go on the property and do something like that.
We do have one now, and it's a mess, but the VIN number, I can't see it, it's obstructed, and I can't get in it.
Yeah, but right now, when we find somebody in violation, you try to go verbally to discuss it with them.
Depending on who it is, if it's someone that I know will be welcoming to the conversation, I talk to them. If it's someone that not gonna be very kind and tell me to leave, that I've pretty much dealt with and know, then I don't talk to him, I just send him a letter.
So what you think about this stick?
Oh, if it's legal to do, I don't, maybe.
Well, if the town of Brule is having something like the roads are being done and stuff like that, I get the guys to go around a little piece of paper and stick it in everybody's doorknob. And it says, we're gonna be messing the road up in the next month and overlaying it and stuff like that. When they walk on those people's property, if they're trespassing, they're trespassing. Now, if you, one of your officers walks up to a person's back door and hangs something on the door and it says, please contact the sheriff's, the police department immediately, you have a vehicle or junk or something that may be in violation of town ordinances. If we do not hear from you by such and such a day, we'll have to take action per ordinance, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, that's
is that trespassing?
No. Putting it on the door is fine.
I think, what the hell?
No, he's talking about.
No, he's talking about putting an adhesive sticker.
No, I know what he's talking about. I'm
willing to be modified in my thinking. I'm just wanting something done.
The ordinance allows me to go on property.
It's basically, it's a substitute for the verbal contact. If the guy won't answer the door, you're hanging on the doorknob.
St. Luke is like I was saying, I can't get in without.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
And that will require a search warrant.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm getting away from automobiles. Let's say I know I have a problem. That my neighbor seems to leave their trash cans out forever. Now, we have an ordinance in place saying that they gotta remove it within 24 hours.
Correct. That's correct.
Okay. The garbage can by the road?
Yes, by the road.
And I've been violating.
Well, if somebody continually do this, and I made a request to you, or a citizen made a request to you, can we come up with some kind of letter or something?
Yeah, easy. That's easy.
Do we have to do any voting or anything for that?
Your board thing?
No, we.
You just need a list, huh?
If somebody leaves a garbage can out, garbage day after garbage.
We have two choices. We can tell them to research it, or we can have them defend us if we go to jail. I'd rather just defend me if I go to jail.
Just swing wide with that Dodge and knock it in a ditch about three or four times.
If I get put in jail for putting a stick on somebody's garbage can, if that girl can get off of murdering that kid this week today, I mean, anybody can get off. Man, that's the biggest joke you ever.
Is there anything else in the ordinance? Do y'all have any other ideas as to what we can do about getting people to? I like to think that they're ignorant, that they don't know what the ordinances are, because a lot of us are. I still don't know what they all are. But how do we get somebody to remove a trash can that doesn't remove it? Other than trying to write a letter or do something.
If he calls me, we'll go talk to him.
Out of every 100 people in Brule that has a garbage can, how many of you think remove it because there's an ordinance, and how many of you think remove it because they have good common sense? Like out of 100. How many of them remove it because there's an ordinance? Did they leave it out there all week?
One.
One, maybe. Well, 2,500 people in Brule, and I can count like that. Four of them that don't do it.
Let me ask you.
They kick their ass.
If it is, would they be offended if you went and moved their garbage can for them?
Yeah, but we have another side of the property. It's way out there.
Yeah, it's way out the way.
Okay.
This is.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Understand.
All right. All you have to do is remind me. I'll make the sticker out. Okay. I'll go put it myself. I'll take care of it.
Well, you know, we've had ordinances all along for trash and cleanup, and nobody took anything serious until we started the cleanup committee years ago. And then every now and then I see in the paper, well, this city wants to adopt an ordinance to clean up junk cars and trash and everything else. But I mean, people don't even know it's an ordinance. People are lazy. Some, not all.
Okay, well, I just want to keep trying.
That's right.
Yeah,
we'll keep trying.
Okay,
it's actually less than 24 hours. It says it's got to be removed promptly after the vehicle has completed collection in the area, and in no case later than the end of the collection day. So,
I don't know.
There's no penalty in the ordinance.
Did you arrest everybody? It'd be hard for you to get you to arrest yourself.
Jamie, what I would like to think is that your officers, and including yourself, if you rode by somebody that had a trash can, you're riding by one in front of my house, And they continually have a trash count, they continue. I would like to get to the point to where we could maybe get somebody just to...
Looking at. If we get a complaint, we've got to act on it.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll write up the little thing, and we'll put it on some kind of green paper or red paper or something like that. And we'll give them to the police officers, and when they pass by there, it'll say, "Contact Town Hall immediately." And then when they call, they won't be calling the sheriffs, they won't be calling the police department, they'll be calling me.
Good.
And I'll say, you know, the reason we put that sticker out there is because you leave your garbage can, I don't know if you're aware, but you need to remove it by the end of the day.
That brings a question to mind.
And if they don't do it, then we'll get the chief involved.
Is that property owner's garbage can?
Where they gotta bring it to?
Or does it belong to Sweeper? Or whoever?
Just inside their yard.
Belongs to the garbage company.
Yeah, because if you break one, they come and replace it.
It's assigned to you.
Where do you got stored?
Garbage can?
Yeah.
Just not by the road, for sure.
So, how far from the road you talking about?
They can move it on to the office.
That guy wants it away from his house, how you gonna tell him not to? It's in his yard, it's his garbage can, given him by the parish. It's not in the street, it's on his yard. It's neat.
Well, but for the trash...
He doesn't want somebody to put it on.
The trash, for the trash truck to pick up the garbage, has to be almost on that servitude right next to the road. I know they gotta move it from there, and they gotta move it onto their property.
That is their property, it's just a servitude.
Well,
I'm gonna say it right, my house...
I own that property, it's a servitude.
Guy driving the truck wants it in the street. Because I live on a cul-de-sac, he can't get to it.
Oh.
So, all my neighbors, the two on across the street and me and my next door neighbor, we all put ours in the street. In the street.
Well, we'll have to review the ordinance and find out if that's why Shane's question.
But I just think you get to a point where you're splitting paths on garbage cans and things like that.
You can't just go around.
I mean, I put my garbage down on Thursday, I go to the camp in Bell River, I come back on Monday. Gets on the ground laying by the street.
But you do that twice a week?
I might.
So you're in violation?
I know.
I'm trying to get you arrested.
You want to give me some stickers, I'll just put them on when I get home.
Let's look at F2.
Well, I mean, we just split paths on garbage cans, we got houses falling down and junk cars.
But however, Shane, if it's an ordinance, it needs to be looked into. If it was an ordinance, it was there for a reason.
You gotta put it up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you, Shane.
I mean, I don't think the garbage cans would be high priority on what we need to be looking at.
I didn't know we were that busy.
Alright, let's move on. Alright, this is appropriate. Appointment of Landis Avery, our police committee chair. Landis has had a lot of contact with the chief of police lately and has taken an interest, and he was already on the committee, and he has a lot of available time since he's a retiree. And I have talked to him about it, talked to Thomas O'Lynn about it, and what I'm gonna recommend at the next meeting is that he be made chairman of the police committee.
So you're getting a promotion?
Getting a promotion, that's right. Salary is, that is, and I would recommend doubling his salary.
Doubling his salary?
His salary, right, doubling his salary.
Just for that committee, not for being on the council.
You think he don't know that? I mean, you're falling right into that, you know, boy, I tell you what. That's officiousism, you call that officiousism. Yeah, he might not. Alright, Governmental Affairs Committee, any items?
I don't know if this stuff been no problems, but one of the events in observance of the 100th anniversary of Cooley High School, we'll have a exhibit of photographs at the West Baton Rouge Museum opening on October 3rd. And it'll be up until the beginning of December.
Do we need to put that in the announcement some kind of way? Yeah, okay. Anybody else? Other matters, discuss Parish ordinance to close bars at 10 p.m. There's an email that I just made a copy of and gave to everybody. what happened was the council passed an ordinance that says on Sunday nights, everything needs to close down by 10 o'clock. The people who were being closed down took legal action. The parish council asked the parish president to suspend the ordinance. He did. And the alternative would be that they would go to the voters to enact a something, whatever, a law, whatever you call it, that says that bars close down at 10 p.m. Now, the email asked if we would like to participate in that. In other words, the law would apply to, when they vote on it, the law would apply to Brule. If we choose not to participate in it, we'd operate our own laws, and it would apply to everybody else in the parish. So they're basically asking us what we want to do. In my opinion, my humble opinion, I don't think we need to be part of this. We have an ordinance against bars, and we can control ourselves anyway. We don't need to worry about closing down at 10 o'clock stuff. And it's a little bit too arbitrary. There's a lot of, what if this and what if that. And then you get into, well, if they're selling beer, do they close down? If they have a restaurant, do they close down? I think what happened was, in my humble opinion, they painted themselves into a corner based on one shooting that they had and law enforcement issues and things. It just got more complicated. So as mayor, my recommendation was that we tell them we don't participate, but I'm opening it for whoever has an opinion. Just go for it. And I haven't really discussed it with any council members, so I'm not sure exactly how you feel about it. Anyone?
From a law enforcement standpoint, we don't have any issues.
It kind of implies if you have an ordinance that applies to the whole parish, it implies that you're almost inviting the enforcement to be by somebody else. Like, we willingly went along with the animal ordinance, but we want the animal control guy to come in and take care of it for us. Not like we say, well, we were doing a good job, but we let him come and do it for us. This is not really an issue in our town right now. I don't think it. I mean, many people are watching that Mad Dog Saloon or whatever it's called. You don't have to worry about knowing what's happening. So it's my opinion, and that's what I'm going to recommend. So we don't really have to take action, but I'm going to put it on the agenda for next week in case anybody wants to take action. It'd be in the form of a resolution. I guess maybe let me see how this thing reads. Council's considered. If you wish for your municipality to be included in this election, please let me know. Okay, that would be a resolution to put it on there. So if we...
Yeah, so if you take no action, then
you take no action, won't be included. And I'll just verbally tell people that if we don't do it. Okay. Mayor's report. Well, I have a lengthy one this week since I couldn't do one last week. We attended the LMA District H meeting in Slaughter. And it was, they went over the legislative report, and the biggest thing is obviously the retirement system and all that. And I don't think the LMA won what they wanted to win, but they made some progress. You will probably notice in the next month there will be raised pavement markers on Live Oak and on Ori in those two curves that we have. Both of them, we had a problem with people cutting across and also going off of the side and all that other stuff. So we put curb up there, but we're going to have those raised markers, and they're only going to be where the curbs are bad. It's not going to be the whole street. So I expect to get a lot of feedback on that. So
Joey,
just be, yes.
You're getting ready to overlay Ori, so don't put them there because we'll have to.
Well, that's right. Right. Yeah, we won't. I'll run them. Yeah. That's true. No Ori. That's true. Well, Roy, you want to go with your stuff? I passed you up. Do you have anything you want to say?
No, just I think you let the board know about asphalt. You just talked about
it.
We're looking at advertising late August to open in, advertise late July to open late August so you can award at your September meeting.
Okay. That's,
overlay
that's
of
fine.
Ori Drive and Elaine.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. We're good with that. We've had on and off issues at our Venzuel station, our Venzuel pump station. With the, every now and then we get an alarm that the pumps lose their prime, so they won't start. They run out there and they they jiggle it and all that stuff. Well, on a couple of occasions now, we've opened them up and we found globs of mop string. Mop string, you know, like this thick mop, usually industrial type mops. So that when they did it this time, they pulled all the mop string out of there and put it in a bucket and took a picture of it hanging out of the valve and everything else. And we had Pettit and Walt Lemoyne come to my office, and I also visited Cali. We suspect that the culprit is the people who clean the school at night, plus this lunchroom and all of this stuff. So we asked them for that help. We can't prove it's them, but it doesn't make any sense that it can be anybody else. Nobody else uses a lot of mops except the two schools to feed that lift station. So we're asking them for help, and we'll see how it works out. We had an attempt to break into our little barn we have out of the sewer pond, for we have our Limna boat in there, and they didn't do much damage, and they didn't get the boat, obviously. Some of the people in town will probably may or may not be confronting you about where we have started to install manhole rings in people's yards. We're going with the lowest manholes first. All this is geared to reduce the water intrusion. What that means is some people that have a manhole that's kind of like lower than the others, they're going to get them first, but it may interrupt the way they mow that grass or something. So just be prepared. I've only had one complaint so far, but we'll see.
When have you started?
You have to ask Wayne. I know we did some in Courtney Estates, two or three in there, but I can't remember. I don't know.
I did one at my house.
Did one at your house?
Yeah.
Okay. The catch basin that's at the end, almost at the end of Main Street on the right, where you, that little cut across street, what was that name?
Berg.
On Berg Street, has been, that was a cover over it, and apparently it went away for some reason. And it's been cutting people's tires. If they cut too close, that it's pointed and it rips the tires. So right now we have one of those little markers there, those highway markers there. But we've contacted the guy with the state, and he's very good at it. He's very responsive, and he's ordered the plate that goes over it to cover it so that it doesn't tear the tires up. So we're hoping that'll come in a little soon.
We had done that a few years back.
Yeah. I remember Butch
did it. Why we did it, because the tires.
Yep.
Came and put out a plate. It didn't last too long.
Well, apparently he's going to get one that covers the whole thing. It's like ribbon, something, whatever. Whatever he comes up with is, we'll see. We had a meeting with Tom Holden in here with a lot of people represented from the police department, fire department, everybody, to talk about the capital outlay from the legislature. And he left here, Tom Holden left here with a good understanding of what we want to do, and so he's got his marching orders, and we're going to hopefully approve the contract next week, but he's probably already working on it right now. We had a CRPC meeting in Port Allen with a very, very good speaker, right? Fish, very good. What do you do?
Tremendous.
What do you think, Mr. Tremendous. So, I'm still trying to get over my neck injuries. All asleep, but that's all right. We had Aaron Daniel bought the property that's called, everybody calls it, Miss Molo's property on Main Street. A really beautiful piece of property. And he hired J.D. Pelleran to go over there and clean some trees up and all. And they wanted to dig some swale ditches to just move the water around a little bit different. It won't change where it ends up or anything. So what I did was I got all the neighbors who surround the property, all of them in my office, and sat down, and JD explained to them what they wanted to do, so they're all okay with it. So I don't see it. It's going to, one of the things they're gonna do, they're tying a 12-inch culvert into that big old culvert that goes around Rodney's house. But nobody has a problem with it. I think it'll work out fine. Fire sales tax, most of y'all were here for the fire district meeting, I guess, so I'm gonna go with that. But the most important thing to happen this week, this month, was I got a visit from a Boy Scout. Well, he set up an interview, and he came in, and for his merit badge, it was his citizenship merit badge, he had to interview an elected official. So, and I'm all thinking, he's going to ask me, a job and all this stuff, what do you do and all that. He says, can you name me the freedoms that are guaranteed by the Constitution? Let's see. Speech, feet of the, to bear arms, and, what's your next question? It was like a quiz. What the hell's the matter with this kid? Man, that's not what we're gonna stop this thing, you know? So anyway, he asked me 3 or 4 more questions. I signed his little book so he could prove that he did it. I said, good. Next time you come, I want you to submit the questions before you get here. I saw him in church Sunday. He said, oh, thank you, Mr. George. I said, oh, no problem. But I was lost as a goose, man. All right, announcements. No, for the Washington Post President. For the Washington Post President. Anyone? Anyone? All right. We don't have any announcements. All right. Motion adjourned.
Second.
Andre, Andre, second by Lynn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay.
I want to know about waiting.